Young Santa Claus and the Winter Solstice, written and directed by Patrick and Paul Gibbs. Part 2. The North Pole.
Even though it was dark, young Kris Kringle could see moonlight dancing off the snow as he rode on the reindeer Comet. And the two elves, Ruwafel and Flick, led them toward what looked like a small village.
Well, here we are, my boy. The North Pole, land of the elves.
Welcome back, Ruwafel.
It's good to be home. Master Kringle, this is Bonna Lurie. She heads up production.
Flick, take Comet to the stables and get him a feed bag.
Where should I go, Master Kringle?
Can the snowman stay with me?
As long as you keep him away from any place warm, I'd say. Come on, Comet.
This is it, young man, where your true journey begins. This is where you will learn how to build toys, and you will begin your training.
Training?
Oh, there is much you need to learn if you are to achieve what destiny has in store for you.
But not tonight. It is Christmas Eve, Ruwafel, and the elves are celebrating!
Oh, hey, what are you doing? Of course! How foolish of me! My fellow elves, this is young Master Kringle.
What is he?
He's a human.
I thought humans were taller.
Perhaps he's not fully grown.
Look at him. He's got round ears. Isn't that funny?
Now, do be kind. Master Kringle is here to learn from us, not to be ridiculed. Now, Menelwyn, show Master Kringle to his new home. I trust you have it all prepared?
Of course, Ruwafel. Come with me, Master Kringle.
Where should I go, Master Kringle?
Just follow me.
You're lucky to be learning under Ruwafel. He's the wisest elf I've ever known, don't you think?
Oh, well, I've never known any elves before, but I do like his hat.
Oh yes, so red and that fluffy white puffball on the end. Maybe one day you can have one just like it. Well, here we are. I think you will find your new home to be quite comfortable, Master Kringle.
It's a gingerbread house.
We don't have visitors often, especially humans. So I wanted to make certain that you had only the best. From what I've been told, you will be staying with us a long time. You'll find the house is very roomy and the decor is ornate, but tasty.
Don't you mean tasteful?
No, I mean tasty. It's a gingerbread house. If I may say so, young Master Kringle. You look very tired. You should get some sleep. It'll be a big day tomorrow. You'll find the bed is nice and soft, like a marshmallow.
What is it made of?
A giant marshmallow.
All right. Thank you, I think. I'll be going inside now. Inside this, my, I guess, house thing.
I believe I shall stand guard out front, Master Kringle. It seems like outside a home is a good place for a proper snowman.
Good idea, Snowman. You stay out here where it's nice and frosty.
Have a good night, Master Kringle.
He seems like such a nice boy.
While I have not known many people, being rather new to everything, I am inclined to agree, Miss...
Menelwyn.
Miss Menelwyn.
What's your name?
I do not know. Should I have one?
Most of us do.
I shall have to sit here in my nice... frosty spot, and think of one. Good night, Miss Menelwyn.
Good night, Mr. Snowman.
The next morning, Ruwafel and Flick were up early. It was time to start training.
Do you suppose he has any idea what's in store for him? You really think this human boy is ready to become what the fairies want him to be?
My dear fellow, I have known Aurora Borealis for more than 2 centuries. If she has made an error in judgment, this will be the first time. She sees greatness in the boy, and so do I. He will grow to be mighty and powerful and wise and...
Oh.
Hang on. Why is there a big hole in the side of the house? Are those teeth marks?
Tell me you didn't eat your own wall.
I was hungry.
Yeah, the wisdom in this one is obvious.
My boy, that house was meant for you to live in, not to eat.
I'm sorry. I won't do it again. But it was so good. The gumdrop doorknobs, the chocolate banisters.
Yes, yes, it's quite nice. Or at least it was.
Well, I don't suppose we'll be needing breakfast before you join in the festivities today.
I may never eat again. What festivities?
The Christmas games, of course.
Christmas is a time for merrymaking for ourselves, and we have a great festival. It begins this morning with the great race.
Race?
How are you at skating, boy?
Skating? You mean on ice?
Of course. We elves are naturals.
I've never done it before.
Well, every year, on Christmas morning, we begin the day with a skating race across the frozen river.
Happy Christmas, Ruwaffle!
Happy Christmas! This is Thalion, last year's champion.
Try to keep up, my boy. The speed of the elves is legendary. We take great pride in it. We move fast, and we work even faster. Think of the blades as if they are extensions of your feet. Skating is part walking, part flying!
Oh, I can't do this, Ruwaffle!
If you are to be a leader, you must trust in yourself. You will need the help of the elves to achieve your destiny. If you want their help, you must first earn their respect.
What's on the strings that you're putting around my neck?
That, my boy, is a gift from the fairies. Inside the hourglass flows the sands of time. Turn it over so that the sands run down, and give it a good tap with your finger.
On your mark. Get set.
Do it now.
Go!
Try to keep up.
What's going on? It's almost as if time is standing still. Or nearly still. But I'm moving and speaking like normal. Skating right past Thalion. Oh, it looks like he's barely moving. Whoa, don't fall down now, Chris. Okay, this is too weird. I'm taking this hourglass off.
Look! The boy beat Thalion!
That's impossible! How did he do that? A mere human boy!
If there is one thing elves and toy makers should know better than anyone, it is that the greatest gifts can come in small packages. I give you your new champion, Master Kringle.
The hourglass slowed down time, didn't it?
Of course it did. That's what it's for.
It's magic?
How else do you expect to travel around the entire world in a single night? My boy, you will be delivering gifts to every deserving child the world over, once a year on Christmas Eve. I'd like to know how you plan to do that without using magic.
Ruwaffle, I don't know if I'm ready for all of this.
You have been chosen, young man. And so have I. I will make you ready.
The boy trained with Ruwaffle every day, from early morning until nightfall. Or at least the time you'd call nightfall. For in the North Pole, it is days for months at a time in the summer. And then it is the same with night in winter. But they trained and trained and trained.
That boy has been training like there's no tomorrow. He never rests.
There will be plenty of tomorrows, Menelwyn, and that's what he's got to train for.
Thalion has it in for him.
Don't worry about Thalion, he's just a lot of talk.
Well, don't you think Ruwaffle is pushing him too hard?
How do you mean?
Did you hear about the chimney test?
Chimneys? What are those for?
You're going to be seeing a lot of these, Master Kringle. You'll be entering each good little child's home through the chimney to deliver gifts every Christmas morning.
Through the... Isn't that dangerous?
Not if you know what you're doing. It's going to take a lot of practice. Each one is a little different. Try this one.
All right.
Are you all right down there?
It's all right. The floor broke my fall.
So he took a little tumble. We've got to toughen him up a bit.
We want to toughen him up, not kill him.
You can't kill an immortal, Manolin. Don't you see? That's the beauty of it.
That's not true, Flick. That amulet doesn't make him indestructible.
Maybe not, but the old man will. That boy is learning from the best. He was handpicked by Aurora Borealis herself and taught by the wisest old elf this side of the Antarctic. He'll be just fine.
He's working him too hard.
All right, everyone, keep working. How are those rocking horses coming?
Mine are coming along fine, Bonaluri, but Kringle is moving far too slow.
I'm trying!
It's true, he can be very trying at times.
Simmer down, Thalian.
What's going on here?
The boy's a little behind on his counter-offal.
A little? A little?
My boy, in the past 2.5 hours, you've only made one horse.
So? How many do you expect me to make?
The average elf makes 50 per hour.
I'm not an elf. I'm a human.
That's becoming increasingly obvious.
Look, so I may not have made 50 sawhorses, but I'm learning. And I'll stack Gunther here up against any other horse.
Gunther?
The horse. That's his name, Gunther. Making toys isn't just about making them quickly, you know? Each toy is special. It has a personality and identity of its own. My father said that a toy maker isn't just creating an object, he's bringing life and love to a bold new creation. If you want the children to love the toys you make, you have to love them too. Because a good toy isn't just a piece of wood or clay or cloth, it's a friend. A friend that you make memories with. And those memories last long after the toy is broken or too worn down to play with. And the love you feel for that toy, well, that lasts forever. That's why toy making is so important.
Well, Master Toymaker, is that the end of today's lesson? Or do you have any other pearls of wisdom to impart?
No. Just keep up the good work. I'm going to get some hot chocolate.
I like him.
So do I. He's got a certain leadership quality to him, don't you think? I need to start naming my horses.
Ruafel, you're working him too hard.
As time passed, Chris grew in understanding and in skill. He and the elves learned from each other. Even Ruafel learned from Chris, though he would never admit such a thing. A year had passed, and Christmas was fast approaching.
I know it's customary to wait until Christmas Day to exchange gifts, my boy, but we have something for you that perhaps you should open now, so you have a chance to practice before the big day.
Happy Christmas, you little squirt!
Wow, neat! It's a tin whistle! What's it for?
If you would be so kind to let me have it for a moment, I shall show you. The reindeer love the soothing sound of the music. That is how you communicate with them. They will hear you playing this tune, and wherever you are, whatever you need, the reindeer will come to you.
That's amazing. Thank you. I got you each something as well.
Really?
It's a block of wood.
Yes. When you have a bunch of them, you can stack them and build things out of them. These were the first two I made. They're a little crooked.
That's all right. Got sentimental value, these do.
Indeed. Thank you, Master Kringle.
Who's up for some eggnog?
Well, I don't usually imbibe, but just this once?
I'll catch up with you later.
You sure?
I'm sure.
What about you, Snowman?
No, thank you. I do not eat or drink. I shall stay out here where it's cold. It is what I do.
Right. Have fun.
Good King Wenceslas looked down on the Feast of Stephen.
As the snow lay round about, he kissed and mad even, brightly shone the moon at night.
Master Kringle, If I may, you appear to be deep in thought. Might I ask what you are thinking about?
It looks like an old stocking.
It's filled with nuts and other treats. I wanted to give them to you.
So you put them in your stocking? Did you wash it first?
I know it's not much, but...
Thank you, Chris. It's very nice. I'll keep it.
The stocking?
Sure. Next year you can fill it up again.
I have to do something. I know I shouldn't.
What are you thinking of doing, Master?
Look at this. It's a toy version of the amulet. It looks pretty good, doesn't it? I made it just for Anya. Do you think she'll like it? I figured she's a girl, and it's jewelry, and girls like jewelry, so I thought she...
Who, Master Kringle? Menelwyn?
No, not Menelwyn. Look, I've got to leave the North Pole for just a short trip.
Leave?
Didn't you hear Ruwafel? I need to practice before the big day. One little test flight, delivering one present early, just to make sure I know what I'm doing. That's just good sense. I won't be gone long, and after all, isn't delivering presents what the fairies want me to do? In a way, it'd be wrong not to do this.
But, Master...
Don't worry, I'll take Comet. I'll be back before you can say Merry Christmas.
The boy is leaving far away. Should we go, or should we stay?
That boy is after something. The Queen commanded us to watch him, and she commanded me to find out what is most precious to him. I have a feeling that if we follow him, I'll find out just what that is.
Beware the cold wind, alas, alack!
Beware of Krampus!
And Frosty Jack!
The cast of Young Santa Claus on the Winter Solstice, Part 2, The North Pole, was as follows. Chris Kringle, Logan Young. Anya, Victoria Erlinson. Aurora Borealis, Megan Reese. Ruwafel, Paul Gibbs. Flick, Patrick Gibbs. Jack Frost, Keith Holland. Krampus, Adam Andrews. Snowman, J.D. Robison. Bonaluri, Becky Gibbs. Menelwyn, Trinidad Allred. Thalian, Christian Nielsen Buchholz. Additional elf voices: Victoria Erlinson, Keith Holland, Amanda Holland, Charlie Rutherford, and Edward Carmichael. Announcer: Ryan J. Poole. Original music was by Randon Graves. Sound editing and mixing was by Paul Gibbs. Young Santa Claus and the Winter Solstice was copyrighted in 2010 and 2020 by Pink Wombat Cinema. All rights are reserved.